Hey everybody, this is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. What up everybody? Grant Wise here and welcome to episode 2 of the Real Estate University Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about why you should get over face-to-face and why you should be using video in your business. And I think it's a huge topic of conversation today as real estate agents kind of struggle with this very modern form of communication. You have so many people that practically refuse to get behind a camera and you don't really understand what it's doing to your business. This is not just real estate agents. This is title agents. This is mortgage agents. This is real estate investors. This is everybody. And I want to go through a little brief history of communication, and then I want to just drop some stats on you guys, and I want to drop some value on you guys for why you should be implementing video in your business. So if we look back, the history of communication, like when we first started doing this stuff, we see that our very first form of communication, of interaction, was that face-to-face. We showed up, we talked to people, we drove to the ranch, we went to the local coffee shop, to the bar, we did whatever we had to. We walked over to our neighbor's house, we rode horses, we did whatever we wanted to do, whatever we were doing back then, and we talked to people. You didn't know if anybody was coming over, they just showed up. You didn't plan anything, you didn't go out and set times and schedule and this and that. You just showed up and you talked. You spent time. You invested in people. You'd show up to somebody's house and you'd stay there for 2 or 3 hours. I grew up, my stepfather was a cowboy, and we went from ranch to ranch to ranch after we were done working, and we would legitimately sit in a truck for hours just talking, telling stories, interacting. And somewhere along the lines, we got a new form of communication way back in the day. And what was it? It was the telephone. Right? Somebody came in and said, man, this is not scalable. We got to figure out some way that we can talk to more people and we could do it faster. And so we started talking on the phone, right? We had these old dialer phones that you could ring up and talk to somebody. Still, you invested in people. You spent hours on the phone, right? Or what, we have these big bag phones that we could walk around with that people had. They would carry them on their shoulders. And if they needed to pick up something mobile, they would talk to somebody. And why is this so fascinating, right? Why is that interesting? Because, right, there were salespeople, there were marketers, there were people that saw that as an advanced form of communication and said, wait a second, I could talk to more people in a shorter amount of time. This is great, this is brilliant. I could talk to 50 people today. So they pick up the phone and they start dialing. They pick up the phone and they start calling people, right? And then what do we have come out? Right, we had the phone first, then we had this really unique little form of communication called email, right? And companies were trying to literally figure out how they could communicate with each other faster, how they could become more advanced in that different style. And so the first emails were sent. And what happened? Salespeople, marketers, we ruined it, right? We said, wait a second, I can reach more people faster, farther. And back in the day when email was released, right, everybody was opening everything that they got. Like if it went in the mailbox, it got read. Like 90%+ open rates. If you hear a big guy, Mr. Gary Vaynerchuk's talk, that's how he built Wine Library, right, was on his email. And you're seeing something happening today with Facebook Messenger and their bot platform where we have those early day email stats, like 90%+ open rates. It's a completely different topic. But we were sending out emails. The salespeople, the marketers of the world, like I could talk to everybody today if I could just get them to opt in, if I could just get their email address. And that's how Gary grew Wine Library from 3 to 60 million in 3 years, right? And then we got this next form of communication, text, right? Then text came out. And people said, that is stupid. I will never text another human being. If you want to talk to me, you can send me an email. You can pick up the phone and call me, whatever it is that you want to do, but I'm not texting. That's stupid. And now 97% of people that use text message read every text they get within the first 3 minutes, right? It's become one of the greatest forms of communication that we've ever had, which is, and hopefully you're seeing the trend here. But then social media came out, right? And Facebook's stupid. MySpace is stupid. I'm not doing any of these things. Zanga, whatever your platform of choice was back in the day. You have people today that still say, Facebook is dumb. I'm not doing it. Smart marketers, salespeople of the world said, I could reach more people faster than I ever have. I'm going to go build up a fan base. I'm going to go build up a following of people. And that's led to the revolution that you've seen over the last couple of years. And as we've advanced, video has become the single greatest form of communication that we have. It cannot be misinterpreted. It is very clear. It's very concise. It's very one-to-one. And so the topic of today's podcast was really helping you understand that you need to give it up. You need to stop trying to live this whole one-to-one lifestyle. It's not scalable. It's not a great way to build relationships anymore. It's not a great way to go out and grow your business. And I'm totally on the opposite side of that. I'm contradicting myself 100%. It is still the best way to build a business. It's still the best way to build relationships. So how can we do it in a scalable way? How can we do it where we can have more video interactions? And you've seen softwares come out that have helped facilitate this. You've seen social platforms that have come out and helped facilitate this. You've seen Facebook shift their algorithms to push towards video. You've seen YouTube become the second largest search engine in the world. Look, the signs are all there. We have been raised since birth to celebritize what we see behind a television screen, to celebritize what we see behind this little device I'm holding in my hand, my cell phone, right? This little 3x4-inch screen that nobody will let go of their hand. If you scroll any social feed right now, what you're gonna see is video after video after video after video after video. If you're still on Periscope, that's all it is. If you're on Snapchat, you're looking at video after video. You're watching people live their lives. And as professionals in the real estate industry, whatever branch of that you might be in, you've got to understand that this is your newest form of communication. If you today hate video, you will be sending video in 3 years. And that will almost be exclusively how you communicate with people. Because you can interact with multiple people the very same way that you can in text. That's why people hate talking on the phone now, right? They'll call me, I'm talking on the phone. If you're marketing to millennials that are just now kind of coming of that statistical first-time homebuyer age, video is how it's going to, it has to go down. A text with a video in it within like the first 3 to 5 minutes of somebody opting into any type of marketing campaigns that you have in place is exactly what's going to help you convert 300% more than you are today. It's 100% where you need to be. It's 100% where you need to be. If we look back at the real estate industry specifically, if we look at real estate agents, what do we see? We see that statistically speaking, the consumer on average chooses the first real estate agent that they meet 86% of the time. That is astounding. That is incredible. Those metrics are unheard of when you are talking about conversion rates, which is what we look, this is how we look at a lot of things. And so if you would realize, if you would make the adjustment, if you would understand it, if you would start using video, a platform that we have been brainwashed to celebritize, something is going to start happening to you. We call it the internet famous effect, right? Where you can't walk down the street if somebody doesn't know you. You guys do this with your local like weatherman. I was at a concert the other night, and everybody's like, "Oh, hey, that's so and so," which is our local weather guy standing right behind us, right? We've done this forever, and you guys can create that same effect in your businesses. You can create that same effect in anything that you do. People will instantly build a relationship with you, and they will, when you first interact, we see this all the time, boom, fall in love with you. Right, they've already made their decision, and this is the thing that cracks me up, because they're like, "Oh, if I just get in front of people, I'll close more deals." Hey, guess what? You can get in front of more people farther, faster, right now. Send out a video to 12 people. Guess what? Boom, you did it. You've done it. You've made something that has been traditionally non-scalable, ultra-scalable. You are able to get in front of everybody faster than anybody else. And guess what? You know, people will judge me. People will say that my makeup doesn't look good. My hair doesn't look right. Get over it. Get over yourself, because they're making those same judgments about you when they meet you face to face. You're already going to have to live with that and interact with that. So why not get it out of the way when you're not standing in front of somebody? So that way, when you show up, you know each other. Oh my gosh, I feel like I know you. I thank you so much. That's why people say that. I feel like I know you, because they saw you. They saw how you expressed yourself. They saw how you spoke. They saw your tonalities. They saw your expression. They saw everything. And so, my challenge for you guys today, stop driving so much for that one-to-one interaction and create a scalable interaction in video. It's what the market is requesting from you. And if you are first to market with an idea like this, if you're first to market with a communication strategy like this, guess what? In 2 to 3 years, when everybody's using video and you have been in the space for the last 2 to 3 years, nobody will be able to compete with you. You'll be able to continually dominate your marketplace. And no, this doesn't matter if you're even in real estate. Any interaction, put video in place, implement those strategies, and you will be blown away at how your business just blows up. It's a simple concept, but it's one that not everybody's using. It's how you can be different. And in an industry where there are literally no differences, right? Same real estate brokerage you're competing with the associate next door. Got access to the same mortgage lenders, same interest rates, same marketing tools, same strategies. You literally work in an industry where you are no different than the next person. Besides one thing, there's one piece of the puzzle that makes you totally different than everybody else. And that is you, yourselves, living your life fully expressed, being who you want to be, doing what you want to do, 1,000%. You are the unique strategic difference in your business. Use that to your advantage. That is my challenge to you guys today. Implement with video. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Real Estate University podcast. My name is Grant Wise, and I thank you so much. Peace.